This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran, which has been blamed for an attack on Saudi oil facilities. But he warned if diplomacy fails, President Donald Trump will make necessary decisions to achieve their objectives. The comments come as world leaders prepare to come together at their annual summit. VOA's Arash Aravasati has more.
The attack seems to have derailed any hopes of high-level talks this coming week at the United Nations General Assembly.
Nothing's ever off the table completely, but I have no intention of meeting with Iran. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I'm a very flexible person, but we have no intention. It's not set up. We're meeting with a lot of leaders. We have about 15 meetings set up, but Iran is not one of them.
Sunday in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani said Iran would make its case this week at the UN to keep regional matters local. Arash Aravasati, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump has admitted talking about corruption with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but stopped short of saying that they talked about investigating 2020 leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. A Wall Street Journal report says Mr. Trump urged Zelensky 8 times to investigate Biden and his son Hunter. Trump reportedly wanted to know whether a Ukrainian gas company tied to them was going to try to win favors by hiring Hunter while Joe Biden was U.S. vice president. A visiting Afghan Taliban delegation held talks with senior officials in China Sunday to discuss the Islamist insurgent group's now defunct peace negotiations with the United States. The insurgent visit comes 2 weeks after President Trump had abruptly called off his administration's months-long peace talks, citing ongoing Taliban deadly attacks in Afghanistan. This is VOA News.